Please, sit. Paul this morning sets out a great appeal. Let there be no division. Let unity reign in the body of Christ. I hear it differently. I lived through a time in a diocese where there was great division. There was persecution is too strong of a word and dysfunction is too light of a word. But there was deep division for reasons that actually existed. And as we were coming to the end of that, there was a diocesan convention, and someone had put forth a motion saying, we have been divided. We need a process of healing. As we were discussing the motion, another person got up and said, this is dangerous. We can no longer be divided. We must move forward. And I got up and I said, that is true, but the problem is we have been divided. We have to acknowledge that before we can move forward. And this morning, we hear Paul appealing to a church and a community that we have every reason to believe, based on the rest of his letters to Corinthians, had been divided. We don't know quite why. Paul sort of treats them as if they're quarreling children, and he may well have been right in that, and tells them, it's time to acknowledge the greater unity that they have as brothers and sisters in Christ, as people who have heard of the gospel and have responded to that call. And yet a part of me hears this and still thinks there is truth in that we have been divided. It is no secret that the body of Christ is divided. One of the favorite questions I get when I tell people what I do, that I'm an Anglican priest, is when they look at me and say, is that Christian? It happens more often than I am comfortable with, and I hear in that both a lack of education and proclamation that our church has done, and a statement about the deep truth that our church is divided, that Anglican means Christian along with whatever else they understand to mean Christian. We have been divided. We are still divided. There's a question about what we are going to do with that. But the greater thing we have to ponder is there are times when we have been divided for reasons, when it is, in fact, hard and perhaps at times impossible to sit down with the people we are divided from and do anything together. And there are other times when we are merely different. And the greater sin is letting those differences become divisions. There's a group that I am building a respect for. It is just starting, and I have great hopes, and so far they are living up to them. As they were starting, they sent out the basic principles they wanted this group to live under, sort of a loose covenant that everyone who was associated with them would agree to. One of the ones that I particularly like is, they termed it the beer rule. And I like it for reasons other than that it promises delightful adult beverages, is usually my euphemism. I like the sense of it. They are trying to bring together people who are deeply interested in both scholarship and parish ministry. And they said, this means we will not always agree. There are times when it will be impossible for us to come to reasoned agreement, and perhaps times when it will seem impossible to agree to disagree. We know that is possible. So today, as we set out before our differences are readily apparent, much less before they become divisions, this is our principle, the Beer Rule, that when you disagree with someone, you go up to them after you discover this and invite them out for a beer or other beverage and sit down and talk it out. Discover why you are different and learn a respect, if not a point of agreement, for both of your positions. They said, in effect, we agree to be different and we refuse to be divided. Paul writes in this chapter to the church in Corinth and tells them that division is not Christian, that the gospel of Jesus Christ has to be bigger than their division, that we are called to a unity. One of my principles is that you have to read the Bible in conversation with the rest of the Bible. If you keep reading Corinthians, you get to the part where Paul talks about the church and Christians as many members of one body, and that the hand and the foot and the eye are all different, but we are all held together. Paul is not a fan of division. Division is not Christian. But Paul, I like to think, in light of the rest of the letter to Corinthians, would have been a fan of the Beer Rule, would have understood, did understand, that differences don't have to be division, that we can be different, wildly different, inescapably different, the sort of differences that it is hard to hold even in an agreement to disagree. And we can still be united, that the great sin of the Christian church is not when we are different and it is not when we live into those differences, but it is when we allow those differences to become stumbling blocks. Paul reminds us to be united, even and especially in our differences, for this is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen.